Welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast, and this is our 99th episode.
That sounds about right.
It was 100, like, 70 ago. Like, how do we not... We're at, like, 100... When I started writing them up, it was like, yep, 117. So, anyway, whatever.
No, this is like the Drew Carey show, where, like, the numbers don't matter and the points don't make sense.
Ali is just one of those calculators you buy from Clint's Crazy Bargains that doesn't have a triple digit.
Wait.
But, you know, those calculators always end up making you more money.
Explain.
Because you go in there and you buy like a candy for $2 and it says $2 million, please.
Don't know how that works. Superior calculator ways.
Hey, the third world numbers are different, all right?
Look, the main question here is the Drew Carey show that guy that's like, no pig. Yeah.
Dunce. Wait, I was married with children.
Yeah, and
learn the most important part of American history.
Well, I'm just going to imagine it's that. Sorry. Nothing will change that.
This podcast was supposed to be.
Is the Drew Carey show just White Ali?
What the fuck?
Yeah, well, whose line is it anyway? Sorry, my bad. But this pod was supposed to begin with you, Miss Love, singing a song for us.
What song?
I don't know anything. You're the musician.
No. That's the end. But there's many exciting points of this podcast that we really need to quote Sam Harris, unpack.
Yeah. And just like Sam Harris would say, mainly involves AI.
Yeah. And but before we get into that, as also the third point of Sam Harris, we're going to talk for 7 minutes about why it's crucial for you to donate to Patreon to keep this podcast going.
Yeah. Is that what he does?
Every time. It's just really this pre-recorded preamble that every time you listen to it, you just go, well, I have to give money now.
See, the only version of that I have is because the only show I start, like, really religiously watch is That Pedal Show on YouTube, when they have this sort of like, all right, we're doing the... housekeeping. They go, housekeeping. We got housekeeping. It's like, buy a shirt, buy a mug. It keeps us doing. It's like, thank you so much. And I'm thinking of buying a shirt, so it does work.
Now
we know where Sam Harris got his phrase housekeeping from. That Pedal Show.
Yeah, Miss Love and
Big
Sam
fan
Harris.
Of the faces, eh?
Yeah.
Doesn't like Islam, really likes the big wham.
Well, Miss Love and Sam Harris are basically the same then. They both don't like Islam and they both have the same sources.
Yeah, can you imagine Sam Harris just watching?
Yes, his favorite intellectual is the lead singer from Queens of the Stone Age.
He's an intellectual of sorts. Yeah, Sam Harris is watching and be like, so the version 6 MK2 phaser does sound a lot more radical than version 5 to me.
What are we talking about? Oh yeah, no, this is the point.
No, wait, okay, before we begin the segment, I have been getting a lot of hate for not being able to be a good admin for this podcast, and I don't know what that means really. What does that mean? Okay, so I got an email, right? And this is on Patreon. Mm. And they said, can you guys not be as shit at admin?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We aren't like clerks for Officeworks. We don't print
out heaps
of pages.
I think what that means is that I'm not like commenting on fucking Patreon and like other shit. Is that...
That's all Ali's fault. So blame your hate on him.
Hey, you guys are like equal parts in this gig, all right?
You have glasses.
No, this is one of those Malaysian setups, Ali, where you have to have a Malay that's a CEO of one of your companies. And so Chinese people just have this faux Malay guy that drives around in a Mercedes Benz and they're just like, just don't touch anything in the office. And they're like, okay, I can deal with that. I just like satay chicken. So you are the Chinese guy and we're the Malays.
Yeah, we're the Malays. As we've found out, if I touch a computer, it just turns to dust. And Jordan broke... Same thing with Jordan. Jordan touched my computer the other week and it broke. So it's like, we don't have a choice.
Jordan broke my computer too. The one that we're recording on right now. Well, this is all because...
And you want us to touch it?
No, in fact, okay. I make a commitment that I will...
speak.
You really dropped the ball yet again on admin, Ali.
Yeah, okay. So I make a commitment that I'll be better at admin. I guess.
We'll help. I'll bring you like camembert cheese.
Don't lie.
I will bring you camembert cheese from Aldi once in a while.
What? You really are from Eastern Europe, aren't you? Your entire life consists of you promising to do minor favors and then not doing them.
Yeah.
I'm good for it, guys.
The amount of time Miss Love is... Yeah.
Your jersey in year 12 was... It said on the back. You know how it's just got the nickname of what you're supposed to have? So if your name was, I don't know, Millsy, you'd put that on the back. His was, quote, I'm good for the rent. That was his nickname.
And that was his lie, too. It's true. He's not good for the rent. Because Miss Love, when he used to be absolutely broke, when we basically found him in a gutter.
-80 cents. You found me in a gutter. It was -80 cents. Yeah,
you were -80 cents. And then every time you went to that Thai place near FBI, Miss Love was, oh, gee, I'm good for the money. Just cover me. Never got that money. Miss Love now has a house.
I didn't realize that I have that money.
I
didn't realize that not only do I give to charities, but I also volunteer for them. I work for the Salvos. I'm just a constant care of
the only takeaway from this story is to secede that a good girl can change a man. A good girl, I tell ya, oi.
Yeah, but what about my money? Where's my $10 for that red curry?
I will see you. Look. Ali, 1 week.
I'm pretty
one
sure
week.
It's like $30.
1 week. Next week, I'll be good for it.
Yeah, I fucking did your music video. Oh, look, congratulations. You just finished.
God.
Forest Hall's.
Here's your admin. Go see my band. Yeah. Forest Hall, new song dropping.
Where are they playing again? I don't know. Sham Pub, where as soon as you walk on there, it's kind of like going into one of those pits of quicksand where you just fall into some sticky beer carpet.
No, I don't play shows. I just tour with you, and then like one in 60 people, I go like, you want a CD? And they go, maybe. Touring. That's the new touring. Yeah. I'm not setting my amp up. I'll just flap my gums and say, buy this.
Yeah, Miss Love was doing merchandise.
Revolutionizing
work.
The entertainment industry. You're not the opening act, you're the closing act. You're the big finale.
Yeah. And no show. No show though. Just talking.
Jordan's your opening act for a show called Friendly
It
Jordan.
Needs an hour of preamble just to give it justice. Miss Love sometimes wearing one of my shirts. More often than not, with spaghetti stains on it, and then refusing to pay for the shirt.
Not your other friend.
All right, okay.
Torbs. Anyway.
Seven minutes in. We're going to move on to the first segment, eh? Or is there something that you want to talk about?
No, this is ass cubed.
No, well, wait, wait.
Square,
first,
square,
do the fucking square, fart thing.
Square. No! Oh, God, I ruined it! Should we wait until next week?
No, we're doing it
we
now.
We have to do it now. Okay. All right, so pretty much. This is the... probably the biggest moment of this podcast, maybe when that hypnotist came in and made me think that Robbie, who is the least impressive human being on earth, was Tony Robbins, which is clearly the most. So he was an incredible hypnotist. He was on The View. And anyway.
Okay, well, you've brought Robbie up again. You know how I'm being harassed. You can't just bring him up.
Guys, do we need to find them and you know... or just dress up as them. Me and Ali will just pretend. I can do it. Hold on.
No, this is what we do.
No. No. Yes, that's right. Yes.
All right, there you go. So true. Look, if you miss Robbie, just watch Fly to the Conchords.
Yeah. Just fucking listen to FBI.
Yeah, listen.
No, they don't get any plugs. They've never done us any favors ever.
No.
Jesus.
Well,
horrible.
They're still kind of friends, I guess.
But look, for every, like... very intense young man that says the community's not happy. Hey, put the shmaz bar up your ass while I'm talking to you. Yeah, okay, yeah, good. Yeah. The community's not happy. Tom and Rob, they're not there. There's like some like guy that has done a lot of weed that is just like you guys are way better. So don't fret, Ali. Do not fret.
And yeah, okay, I'm not fretting. But here's my before we finally get on with the segment. The community, if you're listening. Tell us what we need to do.
Yeah, what do you want from
Why are you so pissed off?
I know what they want from you. They what? Want you to play crap board games like Forbidden Bridge with them. That's what they want.
Okay.
That's what the community wants. The quote-unquote community is just a bunch of man children that want to play board games aimed at eight-year-olds with us but can't. So we have to play board games in... is super slow motion over the expanse of 6 months.
That's what
they mean by we're not inclusive anymore.
Is the entire community just nerds?
Be very careful. These are
nerds. Is going a little bit too cool for them.
No. I think
these
like
are our friends. Come on.
No, it's not. The friends aren't pissed off because we're mean to them. They're pissed off because we don't talk to them.
Yeah. So this is the deal from now on. Either we talk to you more in this podcast, but we hurl really unfair abuse at you and then demand money from you, or we just pretend you don't exist. Those are your two options. The new and improved Tom and Robbie.
Okay, come up. Okay, all right, community, come up with some games. Email them to me.
Yeah,
on chiku1992@gmail.com, and I will.
There you
I
go.
Promise I will seriously look at these and I will consider them.
Look, chiku9092@gmail.com. Just message us. I'll play your weird board game. Look, how about this? Let's all do something we'll all enjoy. First of all, a question. Can you play Age of Empires over the internet with people?
I don't know.
Well,
Well,
then we're going to do that. Well, like one time a month, us and like half of Logan and Brisbane can just like get in a like metaphorical room together and just be like, oh no, ching 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 ching, oh no no. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Well, we'll find
it. What about this? I think this is something we can all enjoy. Imaginary Age of Empires, but it still has Kellogg's branded all over the CD-ROM, ROM. What about that? We play an imaginary game of Age of Empires with everyone. So what army are we going to choose, guys?
I want to be the Japanese. I always like being the Japanese guys.
All right, we're the Shoguns. Yeah. You're not allowed to be that. You can pick your own army. Comment in below, whoever gets the most upvotes, that's the army, and we will have a clash that I'm sure is extremely historically accurate, like the Aztecs versus the Shoguns.
Yeah, okay, that'll be really accurate.
I guess we can
and a giant gun with a giant car with a machine gun on the back will just destroy everything, just like in
real life, or an army of babies on tricycles.
Or if one of you have a better idea, then send that shit to me and I'll...
Where we will promptly ignore it.
No, I won't.
Look,
I won't.
The important thing is, we know that there's a community. There was a young gentleman who asked me very, very specifically about putting eggs up my ass or something along those lines. And I understand that.
Oh,
I get it.
Oh, that's coming up, actually.
So basically, look, we hear you. Just write into us. And all the other guys are just like, I like when they kick each other in the balls. Then Teuton sons, Teuton.
All right, now, fine. I don't want to have kids anyways. I'll
now that all
the
of
balls.
The Sam Harris housekeeping is out of the way, to shift gears, which can only be expressed properly with this sound effect.
That's so shit.
That's so much worse than I expected. We went to a costume shop and we found this farts in a can noise machine.
And
if you liked that, good news, for the rest of this podcast's entire history, that will be the sound effect that we use to say that we're moving on to a new segment. That's so we don't have to say that we're moving on to a new segment anymore.
That's what your Patreon money is going towards. So, you can't argue that it's not a good deal.
Ooh, that was a squeaker.
Oh, my God.
We've got Silent but Deadly, Loud and Proud, The Big Boy, One Too Far, The Booty Bomb, and The Squeaker. Those are the six options that we have.
Okay.
Now, moving on to some highbrow entertainment, we are playing Ice Cube Square.
Dang. And this was actually recommended by the audience. This was a... Hold up. Calm down. So this was recommended by one of the Patreon subscribers, I think. Thank you for your money. You see, your words are action now. And so we're going to... Well, we changed it around. Jordan changed it around because he wants to be the boss of everything. So the suggestion was that we do impressions while each of us putting ice cubes down like our pants or the back of our shirt. But now we're going to do a full-on karaoke of Ice Cube rap while getting Ice Cube shoved down our pants or shirt. What was the consensus?
Pants, but around the ball region. None of this ass crack.
Yeah.
Shit, that's going to be
business.
This is going to be
going straight into nets.
Okay, cool. So,
who's starting first? I'll do it because I'm in front of it.
Yeah, I feel like
so I'll just rap a bit of Ice Cube for you, give you a bit of my skills. Love that beat with that 90s mildly hot black chick in the background being like,
put it in the speaker.
Alright, getting ready for the flow. Here we go.
What about the
eyes? Yeah.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. I got some grub on, but I didn't touch a pig. And Miss Love just touched my balls. And he's kinda disgusted by that, but whatever. These feels pretty good down there. It's a hot day, but not down in Jordan pants. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah,
I don't need lyrics.
Yeah, he doesn't need IC though. He's better than Eminem.
Check the mic.
Oh, is that my go? Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Still, my pants are getting really cold.
All right. These are really tight. Go on. You have to loosen them.
Just shut up.
Okay, and she can fuck all night. Cold up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which court get me? Oh, I'm in trouble. Last week fucked around and got a triple. Oh,
he's upset.
Oh. Oh, I can't believe today was a good day. It's so cold.
Okay, don't stay. Okay. You gotta keep it for the rest. Ali, go. Pull down your pants, Ali.
Oh, it's right on my cock.
Shut up, Miss Love.
Oh yeah, today was a good day.
Okay, go.
Hold up. Oh, saw the police and the roll rider past me. Now flexing didn't even look. Oh!
Yeah, okay, go.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
It's cold. It's so cold.
Really fucking hot.
Oh, my God.
Shake. Roll.
It gets colder. It gets colder. Have you moved it around? Oh, my God. The bottom of the nuts is the worst. Okay, I'm getting rid of it. All right, we're stopping this.
Okay, this was...
Okay, so that today, was... Today was is, not a good day.
Get in there.
Oh, dude. Okay, the thing is, this was... We didn't plan this out right.
Who would have thought?
My balls are numb.
My cock is fucking an ice pick.
Oh, man.
That was... Maybe that's what Ice Cube is.
I'm sorry.
But hearing Ali going ooh is I can die a happy man. That was incredible.
The thing is, I didn't expect it to be this way.
Either. That was really. Is that why Ice Cube is so ice cold? Because that was brutal.
No, but it starts to. You forget sting, that. Okay, here's sting. The thing. Like it ceases to be cold and it just becomes pain.
After
a while,
it's not ice. It's just someone stabbing my dick.
Oh, dude, this was...
Well, we have fun here. We bleed for you guys. Today was a good day. My cock is cold.
My cock is like... I think my cock is contracted.
Oh, so it went on your guys' schlong, did it?
No, it went... Here's the thing.
It was supposed to hit your
it
nuts.
We went hardcore.
I just got it straight in the...
I had three ice cubes down my pants, right?
I had three, down my fucking...
Here's the other thing. I'm wearing fucking V-neck underwear.
Yeah, me too.
So it just like, it was right at the cusp of
V-neck.
So two ice cubes went underneath my balls and one of them was on my schlong. So I was getting affected from all directions.
Attacked on all fronts.
Well, that's why it was so bad. I just had two on my, like right on my penis. But, damn.
Now you got it best off. The penis is most protected.
Yeah, penis is...
The nuts is where the action is.
I still feel it.
That's why they all just... They just started sliding down onto the really wrinkly part of the scrotum.
Dude, I am going to re-listen to that just for myself because that was great.
No, but like that was... I just did not expect that it was going to be that painful.
Bad. Well, we have fun here, don't we?
You're listening
to the Footy Show podcast.
Now, I don't know how we're
moving on.
Jesus Christ. Well, the next segment is supposed to be mine, but I'm thinking that...
Oh, Ali.
Can we do one more?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the big boy.
That's more like me.
It just got straight into the big boy.
Okay, the adults in the... So this segment is called The Adults in the Room is Scaring Me. This is supposed to be the more substantive one of the pod.
Well, look, cold cock, get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your name from now on, Ali. Cold cock. You were the only one that got it there. Even though Miss Love was the one that was clearly had the cold cock.
I was the cold cock, yeah.
But don't let facts get in the way of a good nickname.
Yeah, so this is the New York Times article that James Caan... Ooh, I don't know if I would like. Should we? It's too late.
No, no, go on. Go.
Okay, so James Caan is the man who sent us, all three of us, those Texas ties from the lovely
Texas, obviously.
United States of the USA.
I actually caught. I found that again. Like, I just hung that up the other day, and I'm like, Smokey. Like that. Thank you. That guy is a legend. That is like one of the best presents I've ever gotten.
He's exceptionally. Also, I think he's loaded. Because
what's his name?
James Caan.
James Caan is his name?
Yeah, yeah, he's basically a less impressive Elon Musk. He started three businesses instead of four, and none of them have anything to do with space technology.
Is that true?
Yes. One of his businesses is to sequester carbon from the atmosphere.
Dude, I'm not as impressed.
He's a very impressive man. No wonder he gave us Texas ties.
Nah. He looks much younger than all of us.
Yeah, fair point.
He lives in like these pimped out Manhattan flats.
He's not in Texas?
No, he's not even. He lives in New York.
Okay, how did he get hold of us? How did he find us? That's amazing.
I don't know. He probably saw Jordan's videos.
Dude, today was a good Caan. That guy's a legend.
Wouldn't surprise me if he's cloned himself 100 times over and then gets them to report on things that might be interesting on YouTube.
We're going to have to go over there and see him.
He's rich. How about this?
Can we stay with him in New York? No, that's taking the piss.
I don't know.
That's pretty forward, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not forward. It's all right.
It's a bit much.
Welcome to my world.
And he also has like a girlfriend, so...
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Leave most of your life in your own house instead of perpetually couch surfing.
Yeah, like, this isn't that Croatia... What was that when you lived in... You were literally the Tom Hanks from the Terminal?
Yeah, I lived in an airport for 3 days. I got to know everyone.
And under a bridge for 6 months.
Yeah, I slept under... I cycled around Spain and slept at, like, abandoned sheds, abandoned wineries, under bridges, a nuclear plant...
And this chick at our high school who we couldn't tell whether she was hot or not, and then years later he stayed on their couch for another 6 months. You have spent more time on other people's couches or being homeless than you have living in a home. How did this happen? I don't know. But
look, that's a question for another time.
I'll quickly finish this segment because there's not a lot in it. So James Caan tagged me in an article which I had already read before.
Yep.
But the article, if the two of you are not aware, New York Times. There was an anonymous article published.
No, I know about it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So
I don't. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Let's move on to the next.
No. Sorry.
That was the point of this segment. The New York Times writes articles. Yeah. And some of them are quality, some of them aren't.
An anonymous article written in New York Times, supposedly someone high up in the Trump administration, whose basically argument was in this article was that, don't worry, there are adults in the room that know exactly what's going on and realize that Trump is a maniac, and we actively try to make sure that he doesn't do as much damage, sometimes by ignoring his orders, sometimes by like executing him, but not in the way that he wants. Anyways, basically not listening to him, and this way he's supposed to. In fact, according to Jimmy Kimmel, it's the vice president.
Yeah, it's not.
It is not.
No, but because
source, it's Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. but it's a good argument. It's a good argument.
One of the words used in the article. Yeah, but that was framed.
That was
intentional because he says that. There's a word that he says that they put in there, right?
Yeah, but like, how do you know that it's intentional? It could be.
What's the word?
Pence. I reckon 98% of Pence's life is making little model recreations of Noah's Ark. He's not doing that, dude. Like, that's just not true. I would put my life that it wasn't Pence. I reckon it's false, and just to stir up the Republican Party.
It was written by some New York Times dude.
I doubt it was some New York Times.
I originally thought it was someone on Reddit. I thought it was like Jim Mattis. Yeah. No, but like New York Times would not publish it.
This is the kind of thing that New York Times is really snarky about when they see the Republicans holding up We Are Q signs. And they're doing exactly the same thing with this article.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I'm trying to say. All of the people, I understand that Trump is a maniac and... contrary to the sentiment of this room, who are looking at me as if I have committed a murder.
Yeah, you think very carefully about what you say from here on in. Maniac.
You watch yourself.
No, but okay.
You mean maniac in a good way, like in that 70s disco song. He's a maniac, maniac on the floor. Congressional floor, that is.
No, okay, listen. So I do like, dude, Trump is fucking a lot of shit up. But yeah, at the same time,
I agree with
at
that,
the same
worry.
Time, this attitude must not be encouraged. And also, okay, so you know say whatever you want. He Rubio. Is an elected president.
Yeah.
And his orders need to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Straight up. And also, and I know what Respect. Everyone's thinking right now. He wasn't elected. He never got
the popular vote. That's the
Doesn't
system.
Matter.
That's
it's the system. System. According to the system, he's the president. And you can do two things. You can either walk away from the administration, or if you choose to stay in this administration, then you execute the orders that...
Dude,
the
respect, Ali. Respect. I mean... If the system, we have to respect the system. If nothing, then respect the system.
Yeah,
because I agree with you, man. Like, when he's just like, you know,
I know
like,
you agree with me.
Yeah,
man's orders like, need to be fulfilled.
Like, yeah, but no, not just that. Like, but you know, obviously, what? When he's just like, you know, bomb the Atlantic Ocean for just for fish. It's like, but it'll just waste like. That's not a good idea. Just do it. Just explode the ocean. Just destroy every fish on Earth. It's like, I might understand why someone might be inclined to be like, I'm just going to not do that. Like, you know, deregulating fishing, commercial fishing and stuff like that.
Use your other methods. Use your Congress. Get out, like, all the Americans. Yeah. Get out in the next election.
Yeah, watch that episode of The Simpsons with Krusty.
And then block his shit. But don't encourage the deep state and these...
Yeah.
These people aren't elected.
Yeah.
These people are in positions because
they
were chosen by some other dude, right? And the only person who's elected in this situation are Mike Pence and Trump. So you get your order. You get your orders from them. And
damn, Ali Jones.
And so I'm sorry, James
so
Caan.
So what you reap.
I liked your tag because I wanted you to feel good about me. Being on your side, but the fact of the matter is, I felt guilty ever since, and now my conscience is clear.
Right. I mean, I think there could be a real chance that it might have been a like Republican backbencher that's just like, I think there's only one reasonable solution to this absolute mayhem we've all found ourselves in. Jeb Bush. Bring him back.
I really hope that it's
Shadow
not some
president.
Low-level government official.
I reckon it was. I actually think it was real, but...
No, look, here's the thing. Like,
how good would it be if
want.
The deep state was actually just a guac bowl of Jebs? That's the thing that wrote the article, being like, don't worry, there's adults in the Trump administration. That is so good. How good is that? That song summed up the 2016 election.
Wow. Have you seen that?
Of course I have.
Yeah, the wow. I mean, look, culturally, there was a lot of things that I think had to happen and were going to happen. But as we've seen, when it comes to the policy, it's like, I think ivory trading has had its run.
Well, that's your opinion, Miss Love. And if you want to change, why don't you run for president?
And if you go to China, they'll tell you that ivory gives you great bonus.
Yeah, exactly. A rhino's horn will give you big win.
Why? Okay, why does like every fucking thing give them bonus? Like
it's a superstitious ancient tradition. Yeah. You know, it's like, I mean, there's a billion. I mean, Jordan, we talked about it on another pod. That time when Jordan was talking about like letting blood and like, you know, drilling a hole in your brain. That's not really good medicine anymore.
Actually, are you talking about like when they suck out the impure blood? That's still supposed to be really good
for
you.
Yeah.
And drilling a hole in your brain still stands true.
What?
I think what we're saying here is that phrenology is the best science that we have.
Right.
Yeah, there are people in Africa.
Feel, Miss Love said, yep, definitely a criminal.
Yeah, there's definitely a tribe in Africa with faces on their stomachs, for sure.
And do they see
with
their stomach?
I don't know if you're being facetious or not, Miss Love, but I hope that you're not.
Wait, do they see with their stomach, or is it just
a
face?
No, they cursed the moon with it, that the moon didn't give them a head.
Idiot.
Read Pliny the Elder, you fucking spaz.
Fucking hell.
Anyway...
Okay.
Where is it?
There where is it? Okay.
Where is it?
Oh, gross.
Alright, that was the one, two, four.
Yeah. Okay, so the,
can't wait to hear the booty bomb and the squeaker.
So the next segment.
Booty bomb.
The next segment is also a less substantial one, but I think we're going to skip that and we'll come back to it later. So, something we should talk about. And this is like, Jordan.
Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be real for a second. Touching a woman's ass is not okay. Let's do 7 minutes on that. In fact, let's make 7 minutes out of the 120 minutes that we have to film
I do
every
not,
day.
Doing
that. Let's do that. What about that?
I do not endorse these views.
I was going to say no.
No, obviously I don't endorse it as well, but it's just like, we get it, Waleed. How about you make something we should talk about something we should actually talk about? What about that? Instead of... Dude, what the fuck is the project anymore? Is it just Pathways in Year 11?
Is that what the project is?
Jesus.
Carrie Bickmore just... Get out of town. Leave.
Where is she from? What?
Who cares?
No, but I want to. I do. Where is she from?
SA.
Explains
so much, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She is definitely someone that if she was still going to vote in the last state election, she would have been handing out flyers for Nick Xenophon.
Thinking about the little man.
No, but I know you. I mean, look.
You don't want to know something quirky about me? Like wine.
Even if they're... even if... Like, it's almost like the difference between... Even if there are real issues... And, everything's an issue. Jesus. I mean, there's nothing... There's no such thing as a non-issue unless you're talking about, like, stuffed cheese crust on pizza. Like,
hey, why is that a non-issue?
Well, all right, that's an issue too. But what I'm saying is...
Is that is stuffed cheese better or sausage?
I mean, I was wrong. That's the biggest issue. But, like, what I'm saying is, like... You can tell when someone's discussing an issue and being narcissistic or virtue signaling about it, or, you know, whether they're doing that or whether they're being sincere. Like, it's not the issue that's at hand, it's how it's delivered for me, you know what I mean? Like, the difference between, like, Waleed...
No, kidding.
All right, moving on to the next segment, which is Why Waleed Ali Sucks Part 2.
Like, all I'm saying is the difference between Waleed Ali doing it and, like, that guy who had sort of squinty eyes and a moustache that was like, let's clean up Australia, talking about it.
It's Charlie Pickering.
That guy, no.
Who's the squinty-eyed guy with the moustache?
You know the guy that started Clean Up Australia Day? He's like, I've got a moustache, and I think I was just like a swimmer once.
Can't remember anymore.
Do you remember?
I remember.
That guy talking about the issue, it's like, yeah, that's cool, but... It's just that ultimate smug, narcissistic, self-obsessed, virtue signaling. Sort of like, we need to talk. And also, ignore Donald Trump. He doesn't deserve it. That's the real issue. It's like, dude, no. Like, you don't decide policy. Like, get out of your own ass. All of them.
As much as this rant is important, this wasn't the segment.
Yeah, go on.
This is your segment. Take your cue. What is this about?
Fuck Waleed's a cunt.
No.
All right.
I've gotten into his podcast again, and I don't have a bad opinion about him anymore.
It was literally like, wasn't the segment just like Labor needs to put more money towards libraries or some shit? Like
pretty much. In fact, that should be an even bigger issue. Let's check it. What was it? That's right.
The hungry caterpillar.
This is
no the sick
part
caterpillar.
Three on convincing Ali to be a full blown Labour shill as opposed to just being 99% on board with Labour.
Yeah, too red for me.
Yeah, this is the problem with lefties. They don't look at the 99%. They look at the 1%.
That's so true.
So what do you want to convince him of?
And having been self-aware about that, I'm going to do the classic. Bullshit BuzzFeed thing of being like, yeah, we know we're shark. That makes us cool, right? No. No, it doesn't. It makes you much, much worse, you leeches with glasses. So, anyway, the thing is, because I've been doing a lot of research, because I'm doing a video on private health insurance that I promised. I said, you know what? I'm going to do that 6 months later. All right, looks like it's time. The topic is hot. Let's do it.
With any of my songs.
Yeah, but your songs are always just about jamming out or being poor and jamming out.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's always topical.
Yeah,
have you thought about what happens when you get rich?
No, that's not very like
likely.
Well, that's more of a rap game. That's more of an Ice Cube thing. I'm not gonna write a song and be like, "I'm a millionaire, trout every day. I especially like smoked trout from the north of the Atlantic. I got a boat." Like, that's not really rock music. That's not really, unless I'm. I mean, I could do like an Aerosmith sort of like, "I got it all. I don't know, lots of money, babe on my left, babe on my right, babe, oh, I'm out of sight." But it's not really my style.
Not really my style.
Can I? I will pay for that song.
Yeah, well, look, we can work something out. We can.
Okay, point okay. is, in your next single, can I use your belly as a drum?
No, that's the next segment. You ruined it.
You have a good sound out of that.
It sounds like island rhythms to me.
That's the sound of Fiji right there.
All right, so
all right, so
it's just round three of this argument that we keep having back and forth because I can't even let the slightest deviation against Labour go on yet unchallenged. But I've been thinking about this a lot. Let me know your thoughts on this, Ali, because this is the central point of my video on private health insurance. How you're saying that they're extremely, this is the thing that everyone, that always frustrates people about the Labour Party, where they go, "It's just a light blue Liberal Party." And it's because, no, they're just being like, "And I say that the Liberal Party's iron tax goes too far." And then they say, "And I say that Labour's iron tax doesn't go too far enough."
Yeah, it's that.
But basically the argument in private health insurance is pathetic. It's pretty much just an argument of, "I say the health insurance premium should be allowed to be increased by 4%. And the Labour Party says, "And I say they should be allowed to be increased by 2%.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much it. But also, the other thing that you're not giving them credit for is, which is something that I discovered, health insurance premiums, I mean, sorry, health insurance plans that are quoted as junk policies, those are the ones that you ring up about and then you just go, "Oh, sorry, you've got tuberculosis? Yeah, well, that doesn't cover you for that. Pretty much the only thing that I would cover you for is if an ant bites your toe, and specifically it should be a right toe." Which one did you... Oh, I got that bitten as well. Okay, was it pinky or your big toe? It was a pinky. Oh, sorry, it's a big one. Yeah, it's one of those policies, right?
Who would get it? I mean, 39% of Australians. Oh, shit. Okay.
My mum's got it.
There you go.
No. Well, that's the thing. Under Labour, because they had all these regulatory bodies set up to weed out junk policies and hold these companies accountable where they couldn't just sell you nothing. I can't believe that this is where the Liberal Party has set the bar. That basically that they can just... They can advertise a product they don't actually sell and then give it to
you. Can I just... One question. So are you talking about the plans that these bullshit private health insurance are offering just for people to avoid Medicare levy after the 30 or something?
Pretty much.
Okay.
But they don't... But
they're
don't,
designed to be shit.
They're designed, but they advertise something and then when you read the fine print, it just goes, everything that we said in the previous part was just disclosure and none of that is actually valid.
Yeah, private health insurance... Like, it shouldn't essentially private health insurance be for, like... When you want the ultimate... I think of it as like, yeah, you want the ultimate cover. But the reality is the public service should be nearly as good. It should be for people that are like, "I love acupuncture and optometry," even though, what, I go there once. I've been there once and I'll never have to go again. But acupuncture, that
should be exclusively for handsome 80-year-old men that walk around in tennis clothes.
Yep, yep. But it's not that. Hey, but that's not the case.
That's the problem.
But it's not.
No, I think the problem is that those handsome 80-year-old men that can afford that exist.
Oh, goddamn.
All right, back to Pakistan with you.
Yeah, leave your recipe for goat curry, but you can go. and that's some HMI immigration policies as a whole. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know.
Miss Love, we've got your food now. Fuck off.
We've got all the good stuff.
Don't need more. What? I'm going to unlearn how to make fucking
egg noodles? We're gonna shut up. So,
So my point is, okay, so first of all, if they're elected, they'll cap premiums at 2% because the extra 2% is unjustifiable even with profit margins. The second point is that they're going to reinstall those bureaucracies that were designed to keep bullshit plans from being sold. Because at the moment, 4 out of 10 Australians are covered for nothing. And they're paying thousands of dollars a year for that. So those are the two steps. And then everyone goes, "Well, why don't you just stop subsidizing them $6 billion a year?" And yeah, that's ideally what you should do. But
This is the genius of John Howard. I never thought about it like this before, but essentially what he has done with these industries like private schools, private health, mining, essentially what he's done is doled out public money to them so they become extremely profitable, therefore extremely powerful, and so they act as lobby groups for the Liberals. Yeah, because what has all the private health insurance industries been saying to their clients? They've been sending them letters saying that your premiums are increasing because the Labor Party might be elected in the next election and they have a plan that is going to cap us, so we have to make more money now to keep providing you service. So essentially they're threatening their clients into voting for the Liberal Party.
Mm. Is that becoming
pressure groups? He has made them politically active for the Liberals forever. Because if the Labor Party ever came out and said,
then they lose money, they lose funds.
Yeah, we're going to cut $6 billion we're going to stop giving you $6 billion of public money a year. They're not going to sit there and go, well, you know, it was a good run while it lasted.
Is that socialism for the rich? Is that socialism for the rich?
Yeah, that's the definition of socialism for the rich. But they're going to go out and they're going to campaign against the Labor Party. They're going to drop $100 million ad campaigns. They're going to tell their constituents not to vote for the Labor Party. And the thing is, because they force 57% of the adult public onto private health insurance plans, that is a huge client base. So essentially, HCIF and Bupa are like get up for the Liberals. So
when you're like, damn.
Yeah, but that is obviously because one party is really favorable to them compared to the other party less favorable to them.
But that's what I'm saying. Even the Labor Party coming in with extremely mild initiatives, and they've potentially pissed off 57% of the voting public.
Yeah.
You know?
That's really scary. That's a really scary thought.
Yeah, but the 50% of that, dude, ideally, I don't think. So, okay. Leaving aside like the 10, 20% of the people that are like upper middle class to upper class, right?
Mm.
Besides them, most people would be satisfied with a good public healthcare system.
That's one thing the Aussies all surely agree on, apart from like maybe like Malcolm Turnbull and Howard. Like I Medicare, even my parents who are like, you know, staunchly, well, my dad actually isn't now, but my mum, staunchly liberal till the day she dies, and like anti-commie. She like hates anything socialist. She's like, I love Medicare though. It's like, okay, well, that is a socialist thing. You know what I mean? Like, so like even my mum, who's like, and even like everyone on the North Shore, as an example, they're staunch liberal voters. But dang,
that is the most lit. That's literally Dumb and Dumber in damn. Action.
Sorry,
I'm sorry.
I don't know why I did that. We have to
cut this, and we have to just say what happened here.
You're gonna have to explain that. Jeez, you gotta stop using that so often.
We're
moving on to the next segment.
No,
it's been done.
Jordan, I don't know if you're smart or if you're a retard.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't either.
All I know is I'm a goblin. I just chewed my toenails while listening to in-depth political discussion. Not even my fingernails, my toenails.
How did you do that? I can't even
try. Go for it.
Is Marilyn Manson and Jordan are the only two people? That's why I do
yoga. So I don't have to pay for toenail clipping.
Fuck me. Well, I guess if people do it with their hands, then like it's almost as...
Nah, it's way worse. There's no justifying that. Thank you for coming to my aid, Ali.
Yeah, we're going to move on, I think.
No, keep going.
Sorry. No, okay.
All right. They like Medicare, so Australians aren't that nuts. Sorry, I've been traumatized. So you say something.
I'll bring it back. So Jordan, this is what I believe in. This is
what did you say?
You say that was lit.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, look, if you're going to follow the system that exists right now, then I guess you're right. Then basically advocating for harsher reforms is only a recipe for failure in the next elections. I understand that. But when I love how this smirk on Jordan's face. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I changed his mind. But
what do you call him? Not opportunist, but like a realist. He's a realist. Like someone.
I thought you were going to pay him out.
No. Someone gave Jordan a gun, and there was just like, I don't know, a poor working class man, and they're just like, okay, hasn't loaded it yet. And it's like, we're going to put this shoe, which is a long and arduous decision, but if you splatter this man's brains on the deck, the labor will be in for the next. Like, where did he get the bullet from? He'd be gone. Anything else you need me to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a realist, aren't you?
Yeah, no,
you're willing to sacrifice.
But I am.
I'll show you the bullet.
But I want to be an idealist when it comes to.
Family's brain is. Yeah, go on.
Which is that you don't derive your political power from lobbyists of any nature. And I don't necessarily just mean private health companies, corporations. I even mean like unions, let's say.
Yes.
I wonder who derives their power from there.
We're coming back.
The unions are good. But what I'm saying is...
We're coming back.
He makes a good point, Ali. They're coming back.
If Trump has been able to prove anything, even though he lives in a presidential system and we live in a Westminster parliamentary system, if we try to... Basically, what I'm saying is you follow Pauline Hanson's model, which is that you source your power from the people and you convince them by, I'd say, scaring the shit out of them.
Yeah, but for
which is
that,
valid.
It's people power.
First of all, you need charisma. Have you heard the song that sums up Donald Trump? It's just the Bee Gees. More than a woman. Ooh, baby. More than a woman to me.
God damn. That is Bill Shorten.
That is
and
Bill
I can totally imagine him rocking out to that at like a...
And these ones just going... Just doing the Elvis dance. The John... What's his name? John
Quincy Adams, you mean?
It needs to be played when he's announced the next Prime Minister
of Australia. John Travolta be like,
Saturday night.
Ooh, baby.
He should just run on like
more than penalty rates. More than penalty rates to me.
That's his best. That's his best shot at winning.
Best shot.
Nah, he'll win. I have a feeling that he'll win the next election.
I have a feeling too, because they're just so fed up with the shenanigans happening in the
third prime minister.
It is just absolutely ridiculous.
Nah, excuse me.
Didn't even vote for the last one. And
prime minister in the last 6 years.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. People laughed at me when they said
clowns.
People laughed at me when they said we're less communist than Vietnam. I got
and
the proof
how
right
come,
here.
Like no one's
what. Dude, just Miss Love
Balloon. Oh, you are the best person ever to have on a political podcast. Such expert analysis.
Look, you know,
it's fact after fact.
All right, so undeniable.
Yep. So Miss Love has won this segment.
So Miss Love has always won this segment. The Liberal Party are commies. And what is it? What are the...
No.
And the Labour Party are clan.
No. So Miss Love is basically... what, Labour suck Muslim dick and Liberals suck mining dick?
That's him.
I mean, a little.
That's what you think. Pretty much you can boil down your political beliefs to that.
Liberals suck mining dick, Labour sucks Muslim dick.
That's not... It's a little bit more nuanced, but, you know.
Slightly. And balls sometimes, let's not forget that.
Stop being so outraged by that comment, it's true. Anyway, I think they'll win too.
So, I can't remember what the theme of your point was now.
No. So
just descended into
my
madness.
Was,
you still have trust in the ability for the people to rise up and be like, no, Boopa, stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And there's a chance.
It's like it's my socialist
background.
There's a chance. Of course there's a chance.
You derive your power from the people, and then I'll give you like
what else do you do, Jordan? What are you going to do?
I don't think you understand how politically illiterate this country is. And
that's
it's because
true.
Things in this country, this is what frustrates me about this country. Obviously, things are magnificent. Things are not bad in this country. What frustrates me is that this country is not going in a good direction. It's just it's kind of just grinding its gears to a halt as opposed to moving to the next level.
Dude,
which is what the Labour Party can do.
You're
right?
Underestimating the power of 8 continuous years of wage stagnation. trust me, people are kind of pissed off.
You might
be
right.
It's people like Miss Love that like somehow equate that to like, oh, maybe I should vote for Liberal then.
No. What do you mean? What, okay, maybe, what okay, to vote
five,
Liberal?
Four, 3 years ago, you hated the Labour Party.
Weed party. I don't mess around. I've never voted Liberal ever.
You need to make them more politically aware. And trust me, the circumstances are going to do that for you.
Yeah, you, if anyone should
the
be
Libs
confident,
don't have
you,
some amazing ideas.
You have like, young kids coming up to you being like, I was the loser. Then I joined my local startup Labour thing, which, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say you're not a loser.
Well, 20% of them do anyway.
That's still a huge amount of people. It's still pretty good.
Yeah, but look.
Okay, why is the Labour Party about to win now? Because they finally went a bit more lefty. Bill Shorten's first, when he first became the leader of the Labour Party, had a different tone to what he has now. He now constantly just shits on the bank because he on banks because he kind of realized that that's what
that's
the electorate wants.
Everything is polarizing. I mean, America. If America's not an example of that, then I don't know what is. I mean, America's probably too far gone in that sense, where it's just like Antifa and like guys going freedom. But like, yeah. I think Australia will sort of be the same. Like, you know, big banks suck.
What I
don't think anyone can deny that.
What I'm saying is...
But that's why it's an easy political win to go after big banks. But with private health insurance,
a lot
of people, I would imagine, have this favourable opinion of them.
Well, look, there's definitely not a lot of information on
that. That runs deep, actually.
Yeah, there's not a big... I mean,
that I agree
That's because
with.
They didn't, from my understanding, used to have as high premiums. And it was like actually like, yeah, if you... They would help, like they would actually give you good cover. Whereas now,
because
like,
people don't understand that the government subsidizes private health insurance, so they always say that, well, it gives me a quality service at a low, low price. But what they don't understand is they're giving themselves a quality service at a low, low price.
Yeah. In fact,
and
you know
so
what?
Nobody understands that point, and this is what's hard to drill into the public. You can't start a conversation. You kind of just have to have an opinion on a conversation that's already been started.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, I get you.
Can we advocate for this? And I genuinely believe in this. You know how they're in the Constitution, you can't be a dual national if you're a parliamentarian.
Mm.
Mad. Here's
it's
another.
Here. It's the same here.
No, as I'm talking about here. Like,
it is the same here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, forget it, Misa. Anyway, sorry.
Anyways.
Oh, you're talking about here.
Yeah,
sorry,
I'm talking
sorry.
About Australia. I'm saying that we need to have two more things. And tell me if this is like, maybe this is also commie.
No, go on.
If you're a parliamentarian, you cannot go to a private health insurance. You cannot go to a private. You cannot get private health insurance. You
it's
have to
idea.
Stay in the public system, or don't be a parliamentarian. Go be a banker.
It's a good idea.
Second, if you're a parliamentarian, your kids do not get to go to private school. They will only get to go to public school.
It's a good idea. It's just
because 90% of our parliamentarians.
It would never happen.
No, that's why we've got to get up our ass and make it happen. 90% of our parliamentarians. Went to private schools.
Really?
Not 90.
But you have to realize.
No way.
Some ridiculous amount.
But
like
dude,
that.
The Libs openly don't like public education. They're like, it's shit. Their uniforms are crap. So like, they're not. They're never
going
to do that.
That was a good point.
They're never going to do
that. But
the
thing is, you know who's on our side?
Light brown.
Most of the people in this country
agree with you.
Went to public schools. Or their kids are going to public schools. And if you tell a parent whose kid is going
That's
to public
true.
School,
yeah.
like your mom and dad, and Jordan, your mom and dad,
yeah.
you, both of you are products of public schooling as well. If
yeah.
you,
well, yeah, you're right. I
mean,
know.
Exactly. Don't roll your eyes. We've got to make it better this
no,
way.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
And so you that it's just like fucking make it a part of the Constitution.
You know what should happen?
We've got to have a referendum on that shit.
That would be...
And it's the best time because everyone hates politicians nowadays.
Yeah.
They'll agree to it.
I mean, you know what? That's a cool idea. In the very least, Labour could take a stand and say, we're going to do this. Because that would say a lot. It's like, look, you're...
They're too weak because they want their kids to go to private schools
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, true. Well, you have to realise the public school system is so... broken now. It's getting to fucking like
no,
Chicago
it's
level.
It's not that broken. Like, and you know how you make it better?
You put more money in it.
Not just put money. You put people who have a lot of money in it
yeah.
so that they're forced to be like, okay, hold up.
Hell
you know
yeah.
How, like, you know how...
3D, thank you.
You know, one of the main ways that European civilization became somewhat equitable was that, you know, after like the plagues and shit, they had to clean up the entire cities because what they realized was that they can't keep these... enclaves for rich people and avoid diseases. So they have to make the lives of poor people better because they live in the same
yeah.
area.
Yeah, yeah.
If you send rich kids to public schools, their parents will be like, okay, we have to make this better now.
That's a pretty good point. That is a really good point.
There's a bigger chance of a black hole opening up right in front of us. But yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. Honestly,
you guys are wimps.
No, it isn't. Well,
no,
dude,
okay, I get. Is I get good, that no,
but
it's
it
a
is pretty high.
Thing.
There's a TV in front of us. We could just turn it on to ABC, and that would be the black hole.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, and also, like, you know, I feel like in reality, although that might be a, I think that like that's a pretty big initiative to be like later being like, all right. We're gonna start putting our kids into public school, improve the system. Like, it's not that it's not doable. It's just that like they would be like, look, send Billy to Skeggs. We have to fix the fucking economy. I don't have time for this shit. You know what I mean? Like that. I don't think they would mess around with it. But in theory, it's a cool idea.
Solve your economy, because like. People going to decent public schools.
Yeah,
it's like a long-term investment.
I think TAFE is a bigger one, man. They've cut funding to TAFE. That
well,
that
and
is
that
a big
is
one.
How ridiculous is that?
That
you know
is
why
crazy.
German, the German economy is so vibrant and strong.
Is TAFE just free
it's
or
because,
something?
Because not just free. They have the best TAFE system in the world.
Yeah, that's
where
sick.
What they do is like
that's
part
awesome,
of your
man.
Education is that you need to work. You know how like even in Australia, like you need to be an apprentice. Theirs is so intertwined that by the time someone graduates from their version of TAFE is so Stupid. Highly employable to
yeah.
any tradesman
yeah.
that they will suck their dick to hire them.
Dude,
ours is like they're doing someone a favor if they give them a job after
I
TAFE.
I know. Dude.
As shown by the restaurant that you work at, Miss Love, and then you wanted to get a new chef.
Yeah.
And then out of the 15 applicants, there was two...
Yeah.
meals that they could cook. Surf and turf.
Dude, nothing actually pisses me off more.
Putting that on the menu twice. Oh, it's two flavors here.
Nothing actually pisses me off.
What the hell is surf and turf?
Damn.
Well, see, this is...
The citizen test is fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, I know Christ. Don Bradman's average, but I don't know this.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. It's
All right, that's a C-minus pass, I guess.
Surf and turf is a steak...
With a couple of prawns on the top of it. How Aussie is that?
Mad.
Why isn't there a pineapple there? Yeah. That's what I need to know. Surf turf goes tropical.
We can
goes to Queensland.
We can close this segment by all agreeing on one thing. Christopher Pine is annoying.
Okay, so the next segment is... Is Miss Love slapping his tum-tum or bum-bum? This is our...
Oh, no, we gave away a huge clue.
Because you already pre-
No one, this is an honest system. No one is allowed to rewind this podcast and listen to me slapping Miss Love's stomach so that we can determine which of these is going to be.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I mean, on where? On where?
That's the mystery. Which one is he slapping? Put it in the comment section.
This is a new low. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you like that?
Hey, moving on, this is not a clue.
All right, so there you go. The community is happy now.
Yeah, the community.
I love this
pod.
I love it so much.
Care of now.
Yeah, it's the only thing that gives me joy anymore.
Now,
this vortex
now,
of existence.
Yeah. Now, tell us, are Tom and Robbie really better?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Who's hungry now? You still hungry for content?
All right, okay.
Because if you are.
Shout out everyone in Brisbane, by the way. You all rule. Brizzy is mad. I think I'm going to have to retire. I keep saying I need to retire in a shed on a swamp with a gun. There is a big swamp. Brisbane has basically swamps on the you know, it's a river, but it's a swamp. I'm going to just do that.
Yeah.
And then they can all come around and we can,
you know what, man? I had the same thing about, I'm looking
Shout
up
out.
Like housing prices in Adelaide.
I mean,
how much?
Like, fuck all. Like,
yeah,
for $300,000?
Yeah.
What can you buy?
You can get a house.
Ooh, that's a bit of a pocket change money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck. I hope
that's amazing. If you have a job in Sydney, you could afford four houses in Adelaide.
Yeah.
But
dude, I hope you like bikies and heaps of churches.
Because that's about it, right?
No, but then that's
not
it.
They have a time zone.
It's like, it's a beautiful city.
It is.
It's surrounded by mountains.
Yeah, but Ali, I've been around this great brown land. You've only been to Adelaide and Logan.
Yeah.
And then you assume, you mix up that Logan is Brisbane.
Yeah.
But it's like saying Emu Plains is the CBD of Sydney.
Okay, all right.
And be that close to the truth, we all know that the CBD is Parramatta.
So, okay.
Look, whatever has the most amount of Steggles chicken shops is the hub and heart of Sydney.
I'll agree to Perth.
The money. Just give him the money.
We're like, okay, so Jordan, Miss Love, and I often think about like moving to some other city.
We live in Lithgow, dude.
Yeah, can anyone apart from people from Sydney and Melbourne have enough self esteem and gumption to give us a reason as to why where they live is good? Everywhere that there's a common denominator around the rest of Australia, which is why I like all of Australia bar Sydney and Melbourne. Why is there just these two specks of shit on an otherwise perfect pristine? Well, it's true. Like, I'm from Sydney. I can say it. Like, it's got a mad harbour, but it's like those buildings are just dried turds that have been staying up on themselves. This is a shit city.
Hey, I like this shit. But I wouldn't mind living in Perth.
He's fucking killing me.
So this is how it ends, eh, Miss Love?
No, this isn't how it ends.
Dying, thinking about giant pieces of poo. That's what kills me.
I love this idea. Everyone thinks it's this majestic wonderland in Jordan. It's a turd. People would die to come here. But in Jordan's eyes, I'd rather fucking...
Dude, can we do an exchange? I'm moving to Karachi, Ali. Honestly.
You know what?
It's got to be less shit than Sydney.
It's gold.
That's stupid.
I don't want to say I agree, but he makes a good point.
Okay.
He makes a fucking good
point. We'll move on.
I'm sorry. No, look. The city itself is beautiful. It's just everyone in Sydney is awful. There's not a good human being here, including us. But the thing is, the rest of Australia...
North Shore is okay.
Yeah.
All of the North Shore is okay.
That's kind of true, except for the kids that go to Knox. There's exceptions, but yeah. But the thing is, every other place that I've been to in this country, the first thing they come up to is they just go, yeah, thanks for coming to this shithole. Like, it's not like that bad. It's shit, it is, it's terrible, I hate it, I'm sorry. I can't believe that you came.
Because
if you kick me in the bum, I understand.
It's because of Triple J.
Even Perth. They're like, this place sucks. Like, kind of a really, really, really way more cleaner, better, like, sort of like Miami, LA, Aussie fusion with Hungry Jack's on every corner and like Fremantle, which I've never been to, but I assume is paradise. Nah.
And lots of hot chicks and no guys to compete with because they're either lads or midgets.
They're all Jekyll.
What is wrong about that place?
Okay, fine. Okay, now we're gonna end, but the last segment is about to come up.
And it is the creme de la creme of all the podcasting. You may as well stop listening to the podcast after this, but continue to give us money and not listen to the service.
Yeah, give us money. We're lose.
Give us money on Patreon, because after this, we're going to go on to our Patreon-only episode, which I will assume is, again, about how much we find Chris Hayes annoying. And so, yeah.
Okay, so this segment is called Jordan Rocks. Jordan, do you care to like elaborate more?
Well, this is my audition to like a version, because as everyone knows, biggest fan of Triple J there is. And so I will be singing Jerk It Out with my acoustic version on an electric guitar that should be plugged into something, but we don't have an amp.
Yeah, it doesn't need that. Here, we'll mic you up. Do you want the pick or not?
Mic me up. Give me the pick.
All right. Here, you go that way.
All right, so keep in mind, I didn't even bother to learn Stairway to Heaven to try and get pussy in high school. I thought that putting my arm around my armpit and going would be enough. Well, I can tell you from experience
did
that
not
it doesn't
work.
Really work.
It didn't work.
You can try it out.
Okay. Go on. Sit down. Those are the lyrics.
There's no backing sound.
There's
no...
No.
This is just me, a guitar,
acapella.
And a beautiful voice.
Ed Sheeran live.
Ready?
Yeah.
Wind me up, put me down, stop me off, and watch me go. I'll be running circles around you sooner than you know. Little upset and I'm an out of tune. Just kicking the catalogs on the avenue. But I'm alright. Cause it's easy and you know how it's done. You can't stop now, it's already begun. You feel it running through your bones. And you jerk it out. Shut up, hush your mouth. Can't you hear you talk too loud?
You can't hear nothing cause I got my head up in those clouds. I'll bite off anything that I can chew. I'm chasing cars up and down the avenue, but that's okay. Cause it's easy when you know how it's done. Come on, get some chorus in this, guys. You can't stop now, it's already begun. You feel it running through your bones, and you jerk it out.
See ya.
Continue paying for this.